Blog Talk Radio.
Well, cool. I guess it must be time to elucidate on some of this stuff. the things that have been going on are fun. I think I told you guys 2-3 weeks in advance that there was going to be an emergency declared. And it is not just about the wall. Editor's letter. This is for February 15th. Oh, my goodness, this will be the 16th. This dog's late. The young, progressive activists who are driving the party's policy decisions see 2020 as a chance to run on a leftist wish list that includes single-payer health care, tuition-free colleges, state colleges, a doubling of federal spending, a 70% marginal tax rate, and the elimination of all fossil fuels in a decade. So can your rich polls well among the non-rich, as does making health care a right. But only 37% currently support eliminating employer-provided health care. If Democrats choose to embrace the full progressive agenda, they will be betting that Trump is so unpopular that virtually any Democrat could beat him. Really? You think? Now, I heard rumors about some turkey that was supposed to be thinking about running. He used to run a large load of coffee shops. So, but here's a problem. Here's the problem. If Democrats choose to embrace the full progressive agenda, they will be betting that Trump is so full of unpopular that virtually any Democrat could beat him. Now, here's the kicker. So why not take several giant steps toward democratic socialism? Why not? Well, because we don't believe in that crap. Yeah, you heard me. And it starts with the CNN, capital C, and ends with several Democrats clinging on for a new Monmouth University poll finds that 57% of Democrats want the nominee to be someone with the strongest chance of beating Trump, even if they don't agree with the candidate on most issues, with just 33% preferring ideological purity and a higher risk of losing. Ooh, that's the editor-in-chief of the week. Now, some of this stuff you heard before, but you might, and this is slightly before the emergency, you might want to understand what's going on so that you can get a better handle on what you need to pay attention to. Oh, boy. Trump calls for compromise and a wall. What's next? President Trump's path to getting a border wall has narrowed significantly. Despite Trump's State of the Union vow to build a wall with or without Congress, Senate Republicans have made it clear that Trump that declaring a national emergency to divert funds for the wall would be a non-starter. Really? You want to bet on that? They're going to have a resolution of disapproval. And that would compel a Senate vote. It also has to go through the House. It goes through the Senate. And then the president has to sign it if he agrees. Problem is, he don't agree. The president has been cut out of the talks, at the request of negotiators. I think the Humphreys ought to reach an agreement, said Mitch McConnell, and then we'll hope that the president finds it worth signing. Ooh, well, he signed it and rubbed her nose in it with a state of emergency. My. Now, I posted that over and over again on the Facebook page so everybody could get a handle on what it is. It wasn't all bad. Freezing conditions couldn't stop a Michigan furnace from making her rounds during last week's polar vortex. Typically uses her car to deliver life-saving medications to residents of Lake Odessa. And that, you want to see a place that's out in the woods, go up there. But when snow and ice blocked roads and driveways, had to get creative. Blood pressure, diabetes meds, you do not want to stop those. So she recruited her 15-year-old son to drive the family snowmobile and made her rounds anyway. That reminds me of that old thing about the mail must go through no matter what. And then you got Virginia coming unglued on all the fun and games, scandals of various kinds. They call them scandals. Medicare for all. Will it help or hurt Democrats in 2020? I'm going to tell you, it'll hurt them badly. Why? Well, how many people want to see their Social Security tax tripled? Hello? Now, that's for starters. All that is a down payment. Deadly cargo. Now, there is a shitload of dinglebats that don't have a clue as to what's really going on, but will tell the president what to do and how to go about it. And we don't need any of this made-up horse hockey about what's going on around the border. Nogales, Arizona, deadly cargo. A Mexican drug driver transferring a shipment of cucumbers to a port of entry. Now, this is one of the contentions, that the dope comes through the port of entry. That's true. But last week was arrested after customs official found, get this now, 254 pounds of fentanyl in secret floor compartments. Do you realize how many people you can kill? That's more than 100 million lethal doses, that third of the population. Largest ever seizure of the opioid. Also found 395 pounds of methamphetamine. Oh, that's really good for your health. He said the trailer wasn't his and that he was promised $37 to transport the produce to a C.H. Rivas warehouse across the border. Sound like there's a raiding order. It really do. And the church is trying to clean house. Now, I've been watching Facebook, and it's getting more intense. Church disclosures, Catholic diocese across Texas last week named 286 priests and others credibly accused of sexually abusing children since 1950. Good Lord. How long ago was that? 70 years it's been going on? I mean, they identified a bunch in Pennsylvania, but they've been defrocking nasties around here for some time. And then Mexico City has decided to find the body. Especially is creating a forensic institute dedicated to identifying more than 40,000 people gone missing in the decades-long drug war. Well, if they chopped them up and did the right thing chemically, there's going to be fun. Oh, and Tehran lost its mind again. There was a guy that published some stuff in a certain magazine from Britain, and he put the Ayatollah's face on dogs, and they freaked out, and he and the Ayatollah, they got over $1 million bounty on that boy's head. Tehran, no dogs allowed. That takes care of a bunch of the population right there. I've seen what kind of doggies they got. What does China want? China's always considered Taiwan its territory. You ain't getting it. Sorry, China. Vast amounts of weaponry in Taiwan, $15 billion worth over the past decade. It's very tense. Ooh, got to sell that fear porn to get people to read the magazine. Trump's disdain for U.S. intelligence. And I put a big star on that, and I said, when wrong? And if Intel would like to have the skinny, they can contact me. I know they got the phone number. India, could a basic income eradicate poverty? That's been talked about forever. And the answer is no. France, fake news, panics the nation, same as here. Oh, my God, we're going to war with Russia, a nuclear war. Ooh. then I have great hopes for the Democratic Party and the great disarray that they are in. Oh, believe me, there are some people that don't ain't sleeping good at all at night from the national security emergency. Says it was declared on the border. Not possible. When you declare a national security emergency, it covers the nation. Hello. Like I said, I posted it on there. Now, Starbucks ex-CEO Schultz. Democrats, why Democrats are nervous? Well, it's very simple. Schultz is going to run outside both parties. What that means is that he can run as a third-party candidate, and nobody can tell him no. Can't do that. Quit that. Stop it. Ooh, slap your fingers. Hit you with a ruler. They're nervous. Why are Democrats nervous? Well, they think they got a chance, which they don't, of securing the presidency. The problem with all that is simple. There's not enough people that are willing to sacrifice themselves on the altar of their socialist agenda in order to accomplish the goals that they have been propounding. And here's what it is. Schultz runs, he'll steal some of the anti-Trump vote from Democrats, giving the president a much greater chance of being reelected. I'd say he's got a pretty good chance now. Anybody's got a job because of his insistence on doing things right, I will suggest you know, what does it take? I mean, all these jobs, all this other stuff. Interesting. Oh, boy. Facebook is trying to buy people's private information. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what you're doing. You get into books and the arts. There's a lot of opinion, whether it's based in reality or is some kind of LSD-induced nightmare. Doesn't make a whole lot of difference. They put it out there anyway. Expanding the boundaries of seafood. Well, how about let's get the plastics out of it so that if I bite into something, it doesn't stretch like certain kinds of cheese does, you know, when you eat pizza. Think about that very carefully. Oh, and they got a list of housing in here and a bunch of other stuff. Oh, boy. Jobs. Another big month for hiring. U.S. economy added 304,000 jobs in January, and Heather Long and Daniel Paquette in the Washington Post making the 100th straight month of job gains, an unprecedented run that began in 2010. Well, just because somebody starts something does not mean they're responsible for what it is. Oh, here you go. Facebook. Privacy. Well, it's very simple. Nobody has any. It's not difficult. In this court, your boss always wins. Now, you've heard of signing contracts that have arbitration agreement in it? You better tell them no to the arbitration agreement. You get a job in the U.S., chances are good. You sign an arbitration agreement that will stop you from suing your bosses in court for pretty much any reason. That's not the America I'm familiar with. Steelworkers got nothing from tariffs. The Wall Street Journal, you pansies. That's false. Blatantly false. Outright lie. Well, how and why do I say that? Because there was a large load of steelworkers put back to work because the dumping from foreign countries was quashed, stopped. Democrat debacle on the Trump economy. What did I just say? Republican's tax bill rigged the system against working people, Stacey Abrams said Tuesday night in her Democratic response to President Trump's State of the Union speech. What a bunch of frivolous. I only help the very, very wealthy. unlimited deduction for state and local taxes paid has been stomped on. Now that this deduction has been capped at 10 grand, they're paying closer to their fair share, and they're complaining. Oh, poor little rich Richie Rich. It's a welcome, long way to change from the glacial recovery President Obama presided over by not doing nothing at all. I mean, 3.2% wage increase. Think about that. That hasn't happened in a long time. You want to get into it? Congressional Budget Office. This tax cut has paid for about 30% of its own cost. I'm going to read that one again because everybody needs to catch this. Congressional Budget Office, CBO. This tax cut has paid for about 30% of its own cost. That is excellent. That is par with any of the leading tax cuts ever done. Ah, the deficit is a symptom of spending problem, not a revenue problem. And CBO makes that plain. I mean, now the Pentagon's got a problem. They're going to be put in a trick bag because they're going to be forced into accountability for the fun and games they play with the money. Oh, we're going to put it over here and then take it from over there and put it over here. Shuffle. Uh-huh. Democrats have long supported, and Trump has been voicing his own support for it since before his inauguration. What do they need to do? Well, it's pretty simple. It's called auditing. But Democrats are proposing raising the tax on jobs in order to expand federal benefits. In other words, as ever, tax and spend. Ooh, where have you never heard that before? I mean, oh boy, letter from the editor. A couple of years ago, community editor Timothy P. Carney and I realized we needed a new approach to writing editorials about the Bill of Rights. Once upon a time, it had been possible to condemn policy or political rhetoric by pointing out how they traduced, that's screwed with, America's founding values. Today, however, this is no longer sufficient. The left and an increasing number of college-indoctrinated young adults resist persuasion. If you mentioned as though making a killer point that a sacrosanct right is being breached, their likely response is, so what? And that's basically the problem. If they can take any one right, they can get them all. Think about that very carefully. And you won't have any rights under socialism. Believe me, look it up. I've defined it before. Censorship. There we go. Where tyrants cannot persuade, however, they can deploy violence. Ouch. Uh-huh. If somebody disagrees, I'm on a warpath. Censorship and self-censorship in the face of threats up to and including murder is the subject of our cover story this week. Now, this is the Washington Examiner. And I'm going to tell you, it's fairly well written. It's a good magazine. You want to get something that is pretty right on? Well, so what? Uh-huh. Whatever. You've heard all these. Salman Rushdie. That's where the guy examines the abject failure of the West to withstand not merely Islamist intimidation against blasphemers, but also Western civilization's wider, crippling retreat from the core value of free speech. I made, and it's simple, the statement or saying of, I may disagree with what you say, right down to the center of my heart, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Now, you think that that's a patriotic saying. It's just as valid today as it ever was. Free expression is the light that undergirds all others and is increasingly either howled down or else voluntarily abandoned to appease the forces of tyranny. It's a call to arms is what it is. A little more than 2 years ago, since the so-called Women's March, a lot of people might not like this one, arose more or less spontaneously nationwide to protest President Trump's election victory. It seems such a long time ago, for the march is unrecognizable, having been hijacked by a gang of left-wing hucksters who've made it an anti-Semitic and anti-democratic charade. Wow. You talk about biting a bullet. Catch one, it's a turd catching one of your teeth. The activities of the leadership that have turned to march into a goose step. Goose step. You remember who started the goose step? Nazis. Now, there's a lot of Nazis out there that are getting hoodwinked. I'll get into that a little bit. Threats to liberty should prompt fierce and determined resistance. Sometimes, at least in downtime, it is better to go with a very leisurely flow. At least that's what discovered as luxuriously accommodated intern at the now bankrupt utility PG&E. I wonder why they went bankrupt. Could it be because a certain female who didn't name a lawyer went after him and won? There's a lot of fun and games going on, and I mean a ton of it. It is not the kind of fun and games that people should be ignoring. It's the kind of fun and games that people need to pay absolute absolute attention to. Remember, as Moody Blues said, come and tell us what you've seen since empires have turned back to sand. Think about that very carefully. The mighty Egyptian, I don't know what you'd call that, nation, his dust. It's a shadow of his former self. It is not something that people really understand. But you get the picture. Listen up.
Close my eyes, only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
dust what was thou taken, and unto dust shalt thou return. Woohoo! It's easy to say when you're standing over the gravesite and looking down on somebody's box that they inherited. Here we go. Funky Monkeys. 30 years after the Ayatollah Khomeini issued a death warrant for Salman Rushdie over his novel, The Satanic Verses, censorship is on the rise in the West. And believe me, we need to tamp that down. Now, by tamping it down, I mean squash it. Gestapo boot on the head, neck, or whatever, you know, that sort of blow it away. The self-muzzling of the free world. And the problem with that is that there are many exceptions. People are beginning once again to find the freedom that they always have had to voice their concerns about something. And I'm concerned about this. Is that, you know, how bad am I going to get screwed when you do this? This guy went and visited. Lars Vilks, a Swedish cartoonist who in 2007 published three drawings of a dog with the face of the Prophet Muhammad. Vilks started to receive death threats and has lived under total police protection ever since. Last time Vilks had been to Copenhagen for a 2015 event entitled Art, Blasphemy, and Freedom of Expression, a Muslim terrorist shot up the venue, killing a 35-year-old film director and wounding three police officers. Nice people we're dealing with, huh? Khomeini, you deserve a bomb. A big nasty. The following day, the perpetrator tried to enter a Copenhagen synagogue. Wonderful dude. He's going after everybody that might be disagreeable. Before being shot dead by police, he killed a Jewish security guard posted outside. Now, Vilks isn't the only man I know who labors under such burdens. Now, this is James Kirchick, I guess. I'm not sure. Vilks isn't the only one I know who lives under such burdens. On that same visit to Copenhagen, I had drinks with Fleming Rose, the newspaper editor who published the infamous Muhammad cartoons in 2005, nearly 15 years after a group of opportunist imams orchestrated a global campaign of intimidation and mayhem in response to a few pictures. Rose still requires protection by the Danish police, a number of whose officers are inconspicuously positioned around the cafe where we met. Plainclothes policemen posted inside and outside his guy's apartment. I mean, you know, think of what it must feel like to live your every waking moment worried that a murderous fanatic could make it your last moment. Think about that. Over freedom of speech? Well, guess what? Wonder why Muslims have been outlawed in the United States. Well, because of acting like this, maybe, that they're saying that Ayatollah is God. they got a 2015 shooting rampage had hardly been first attempt. So in 2009, authorities foiled an assassinated plot involved three American citizens, one dubbed Jihad Jane, and a group of foreign-born Irish residents. Yeah. Got to get the Scottish involved. The following year, a group of Muslim extremists violently attacked Vilks during a lecture on free speech at a Swedish university. A few days after that, his home was set on fire by arsonists. This is the same people that had a problem with guns, with gunners. 30 years after Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, issued a death warrant on Salman Rushdie over these novel Satanic Verses, it remains the case that individuals in Western cosmopolitan liberal cities live under threat of murder simply for the words or images they produce. How does that screw up freedom of speech? Pretty righteously, I'd say. It's an outrageous situation. It is not just their personal safety that is at risk, but the freedom of us all. I'm going to say this again. You need to understand it. It is not just their personal safety that is at risk, but the freedom of us all. Socialist Democrats. Even in the West, the cradle of enlightenment, free expression is under assault. According to free speech activists, Jacob Machagama and Sarah McLaughlin, 20% of European countries criminalize blasphemy or religious insult. Criminalize it. 20%. Well, you go against God, you got a problem. guess what? Vilks and Rusty are also linked by their shared company on a 2011, that's quite, this is 8 years ago, 2011, a part of hit list published in the group's incendiary English language magazine, Inspire. Joining them on that list, or should say was, Stephanie Charbonnier, Charlie Hebdo editor, murdered along with 10 of his colleagues by Islamist terrorists in 2015. AK-47 will solve that problem. Former Iranian President Mohammad Khomeini's 1998 declaration that the Rushdie fatwa was finished, fooled no one, apparently. Fooled no one. In 2016, 40 state-run Iranian media outlets added $600,000 to the millions, plural, millions, already promised to the Islamic Republic for Rushdie's murder. The fact remains that there are things one cannot say or draw today without risk of harassment, violence, or worse, and so they often go unsaid. This is the represents a collective failure on the part of Western societies to heed what happened three decades ago, when a rogue regime targeted a writer for murder as the dire warning it proved to be. They're not playing. Those who regard ridicule, criticism, or even nebulously defined hate speech as crimes worthy of punishment are blackmailing the rest of us. I want to hear what somebody has to say. They might say it in such a manner that it makes a hell of a lot better sense than anything I've heard before. And I would then turn around and use it. I would turn around and repeat it all over the place. Atheists and dissenters are living across the vast expanse of what used to be called the Third World, who face severe punishment and death for questioning religious dogmas, even in the West. The cradle of enlightenment, their expression is under assault. 2 months after my visit to the Free Debate Society, a 42-year-old Danish man was charged with blasphemy, a crime for which no one in that country had been convicted since 1946 for burning a Koran and videotaping it. In 1997, a Dane burned a Bible on TV but wasn't prosecuted. Recently, the European Court of Human Rights upheld a decision by the government of Austria to convict a woman who had called the Prophet Muhammad a pedophile, according to what I have heard about some of the people involved in these things. That was pretty correct. To ensure multicultural harmony, the court declared governments may restrict gratuitously offensive speech. In Poland, pop star Doda was convicted of a religious insult, stating the Bible was written by people wasted from drinking wine and smoking weed. In Spain, actor Willie Toledo was arrested for offending religious feeling for defecatory remarks about the Virgin Mary. Now, defecatory, you know what defecation is? You get the picture. In foreign policy, blasphemy bans in Europe, European democracies all help lend legitimacy to laws punishing blasphemy and religious offense in states where blasphemy is a matter of life and death. I mean, betraying your values. I mean, the Chinese Premier Hu Wintao made a visit to Denmark in 2012. Police detained some activists who had displayed a Tibetan flag. Epidemic of self-censorship at U.S. universities on the subject of China, one that limits debate and funnels students and academics away from topics likely to offend the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party. Well, there's a lot of offensivism coming up, and it's not going to be nice. Oh, boy. Anti-feminist. Women's March becomes a goose step. It did. The problems we're facing are not new. Oh, the war on meat. Here's my beef with the war on meat. It's about utopian ideology, not public health. And you got a couple of food police people dragging off this fat guy who's munching a burger. And all this tax and ban talk about meat serves to illustrate that, at heart, these crusades are not really about helping others be healthy as much as forcing them to submit to yet another fanatical utopian ideology. And basic, you people are full of it. We got a crumbling infrastructure. And first, we got to secure our country. That's where the wall comes in. And secondly, somebody that gets in the way of that, it's good. I'll get into that in a minute. Can coal compete? Hell yes, it can. Who do you think the biggest polluters are? Those who do not have scrubbers like they're supposed to. Oh. Warnings of junk plans have yet to materialize. Trump care. They're putting together health care in such a manner that you won't recognize the old one, and your company might even switch over to it because of how it acts. Right to repair your phone. It's not your phone. You can't make modifications to a car that you own. I mean, they're trying to tell you what to do with your stuff. It's mine. Oh, really? Deep fakes, a national security threat. The like war we're seeing is not believing. They're going to come up with, they got a bunch of new stuff coming out, and what it deals with is the capability to make false videos. You think fake news is bad? What are you going to do when you see when somebody catches Donald Trump beating off in the bathroom and puts it out? Think about this. Oh, boy. What has been paid to the politicians in America to keep the border open? Ooh, now you know why it's a national security emergency. That's another reason. It's part of the bigger one. Virginia scandals, center stage at Conservative Political Action Conference. Something happened during the Kavanaugh hearings that got a lot of conservatives to get over their party disagreements and get back into the fight. Yeah, you tried to treat the man like dirt, tried to pull an Inquisition, Booker, whatever you're... problem is not so much what has transpired, but what is transpiring. We'll get into all this here in a minute. I'll run a talk on it. Individuals might use it to buy a home. Companies might deploy it as venture capital. I don't understand how anyone could say that's a bad thing. Ooh. This is about the money people. Well, if you get so much money, it doesn't matter. That's all true. If you're limping along trying to make sure you got groceries, it's a different story. Trade war may not end made in China 2025 threat. Business has a better idea. We have put together a cross-cutting comprehensive agenda that lays out a road map for sustained U.S. leadership. China's not going to let us be in charge. I win cash against an audit claiming earned income tax credit has risks. They don't want you to get anything. They really don't. The reason they don't is simple. They want to keep it for themselves. Oh, boy. They got... State of the Union was surprisingly reflective and disciplined. It was. And that's from Barone. State of our neighborhood communities is not strong. And that's correct, too. Why? Too much division. What's that from? Oh, you're a Republican or a conservative? I'm a liberal and a Democrat, and we can't be in the same place together. A continuing creep of social injustice. The essence of racism, and the reason we find it wicked, is that it falsely extrapolates from the individual to the group and from the group to the individual. Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like looking in a mirror in a way. If you can't see yourself, then you're not racist, and you don't do things that are socially unjust. Churchill was an advocate for Jews in ways that put him at odds with his colleagues. Now, Judaism is fine. I don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem with is Netanyahu and a bunch of others using the Jewish state to attack other people. The people that didn't go along with what was happening weren't the first to attack. Israel was. Oh, boy. Ooh, I can hear everybody scrambling. I can hear. Sounds like a huge group of big bugs going through a grassy field. You can hear it all rustling. Yeah, huh? Well, guess what? Check it out. If you check it out, people pulled up at their border and stopped. Israel decided to by the Moody Blues to see if this one plays. We'll be right back. Guys, get the message. I'd like to know who's driving and what a help it'd be. I mean, it'd make me feel a lot more comfortable to know that there is somebody absolutely in charge. I think our president is trying to do that very thing. Where does all this go? Well, I think we need to enforce the Muslim ban, specifically the federal law stipulating it, seriously, and remove all Muslims. Why? Well, sorry, y'all, but the Muslim religion stipulates death to all of us here in this country. Don't try rising up. You won't like the results. Oh, yeah, and I've heard some interesting things in the queue. Certain people have informed me that there are a lot of these so-called retreat places that are now surrounded. These militia folks are not only well-armed, they're well-versed, battlefield-tested, and they got an attitude about y'all. You start to come out of there in force, you will be stopped. Now, I think that's a nice little kudo for everybody. Where does this all go? Well, we are going to have to become a nation that we always should have been. What is that? Make America great again. We used to be a shining light on a hill, a beacon for people who were oppressed, starving to death, and things of that nature. We can once again accomplish that. Quite seriously. We can once again accomplish that. Trump's absolutely right, and I agree with him fully. I just would involve our existing active duty troops in the fun and games. How would I do that? Well, my proposal is that we make the whole of the border down there, the whole border now, on our side, a free fire zone. Test tanks, recoilless rifles, grenade launchers, live ammo. Now, you tell me what person in their right mind is going to try to walk through something like that. They ain't. Nobody with any kind of sense at all is going to try that one. You don't. I'm talking 24/7. You got to have night fire in order to understand how it works. Desert training is apparently what we do need. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that go into this. And my thought was, I don't screw with nobody. Oh, there ain't no fence. Well, my goodness, that'd be a good place for machine gun test firing, wouldn't it? It goes on and on, and it might seem comical in a way, but it's deadly serious. You're going to walk. I don't know how many people have combat experience that listen to this show, but I can tell you this. Not too many people, when they see warnings of a landmine field, go around that sucker. Find another way. Throw things out there and see if you set anything off. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we did when I was in Nam that it works. The problem comes when you have punji pits. That's some neat little stakes that they rub human feces on, and you step in it, and you get an infection at the very best. At the worst, you might have some serious problems walking the rest of your life, depending. situation is tenable. In the coming 3 weeks or so, we're going to find out exactly how far the socialists are willing to go. Oh, everybody's going to file suit. We're going to do this, do that, do. We're going to get Trump finally. Don't bet on it. Why? Well, I would like to have a resurgence, a re-implementation, a restart of simple American pride. You should be proud of the country you're in. No, it ain't the absolute very best possible, but we can make it that way. It's not perfect, but it surely could be. There are a whole bunch of things that can come from definitive action. National security emergency included. What is that going to entail? Well, it could get nasty. It could get downright funky. Ah, here we go. Stargate, the movie, for the first time. Now I got to watch all the other ones. SG-5, SG-1. Stargates. Stargates are real, and they're out there. Trying to set up advanced medical clinics. Yeah, that's coming. Advanced medical clinics and all that. I live in Concord, California. My next door neighbor is 53. Looks like she's 80, on heroin and meth for pain. What a mess. Well, it'd be interesting to see. It will be interesting to watch these things start to unfold. I know what's going to happen. We're going to have some serious problems. They're going to have a serious problem. Primarily, we need detectors. There are machines that can detect the hidden compartments and all this other happy stuff that these people like to use. It looks inside of tires and inside of vehicles and a whole bit. So that would stop that port of entry problem. And nobody was willing to fund getting the machines we need in order to make sure that all the ports of entry are secure. What's secure mean? No dope, no undercover illegal abortionists who would abort our country, our freedoms. may have shot himself in a proverbial foot by saying that he didn't need to do this. He didn't declare a national emergency. What purpose is served as part of the plan, script, by declaring national emergency that will be challenged in the courts? Courts don't have the pay grade to determine presidential powers. Bear that in mind. If Trump really wanted to put it out there, really wanted to crank it up a notch, and this may be what it will take, if the Ninth Circuit decides to cause problems, you don't have the authority. Horse hockey. How about this authority? You're under arrest, dog breath. And I'm talking about however many justices are involved. Start taking these people out. It only take one. Can't hear me? I'm on the phone line. Just stopped on the computer. Interesting place. Huh, interesting. All of a sudden, no sound, huh? No sound. The iPod stopped. File not found. Oh, this will be interesting. Sound's not supposed to just stop. I don't think it did. May have for some. Anyway, the situation is not nice. And Tim, what you want to do is take a close look at all of the parameters of declaring a national security emergency. Now, it's online. I posted it on the Facebook page, etc. It's out there. What purpose is served as part of the plan script declaring national emergency that will be challenged in the courts? Well, it's like I said before. You can't play games on an obstructionist basis with presidential powers. Your pay grade don't go that high. I hope the courts are paying attention. Pelosi might want to withdraw her frivolous lawsuit. back off. Why? Well, because if you obstruct, You're creating a dangerous legal situation that you can be held accountable for. Real simple. Interesting. Can't hear me. Everybody says they can't hear me. I just dialed on the phone, got the message to hold for the show, and then nothing. Huh. This is interesting. Are you using it 515-605-9810? I do believe that's what I posted in for the show. I'm scrolling. Perfect. Yeah, that's the one I put on there. Now, you can try the old number, 646-649-1149. There's a possibility for you. I'll put it let's see here. Edit post clunk. Here we go. No, won't you right here? Posted the secondary number. It's got the 515 or 646. Those are the only two numbers I've got, by the way. So you can try either one of those and see what happens. You're okay now, Drake. Hearing you fine. Well, that's cool. These people out there do not want me to get into things. for the simple fact that the Kabbalists, Democrats, and I'm talking about the social Democrats, the socialist Democrats, I'm not playing games about this. 5478, come on, clunk, there we go. Now, my comment, Islam is not allowed in the U.S., is indeed law. Look it up. It's there. Much as I don't like to have to get into things, I would suggest that these people that don't like our country very much might want to consider leaving. Ooh. Hello, Pelosi and Schumer. How about a nice new farm home up in Canada? Or better yet, all those great people down in Mexico would love to make a meal out of you. I mean, how far do you got to go? Without enforcement, nothing happens. Okay, now we got this back. I see Mr. Nichols. He whispers to the trees. What do they whisper back? I replied to that. We have conversations. Some trees, plants, animals are sentient beings. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. And you can converse with them on a telepathic basis very nicely. It's like having a, he got a black Make America Great Again. I'm jealous. You can have an honest to God conversation. There's a large order of thingies to be put in place first. Then you get to the party, okay? The question from Christopher, any idea when we will meet the ET helping us in person? Wish they'd hurry up. Well, if you knew the size of the thing that's being worked, you wouldn't be wanting to hurry up, because you screw it up, you screw this up, this is our last chance. You screw this up, we're done. So, you know, you got to be sure that things are done right. Ginsburg, clone or robot? I say clone. What do everybody else think? Clone. A lot of people, more replies. Come on. Concur. Only takes to make a clone. They tell you no. Clone takes about between 10 and 30 days to physically make one. It takes between 3 and 10 days to program it. Then there's a little problem of having to have the original hooked up to the clone so that the clone knows how to act. So, you have to either download somebody's thoughts and processes and all that, or a few more replies. That law been revoked in 1990 by the Dems. I don't think so. You know, everybody can look it up. I looked it up on Federal Register, and it's still enforced from what I can see. There is no, hasn't been no revocation. It's not been repealed as such. So, oh, boy. Prime Minister plays down Brexit deal or delay report. Of course. They're not going to let you know what's going on until something hits the fan. And my reply to all that, funny how them schedule gets funnied up, just like them 2 weeks I used to use. you have to really, you know, keep your stuff together. Oh, a few more replies. Clunk. You're going to tell me I got 70-some posts? A lot more than that. What will happen to all those clones and all this? Jonathan Skeens. Okay, Jonathan. I answered that. Teresa put in a little photograph of the Ferengi. There are several thousand races. Now, I want you guys to consider this. There are several thousand races. This is an answer to this question. What happens? Who are to be included in healing? That's one of the reasons they're participating. One of the reasons we're being checked out and watched. Now, the real pirates, these are the bad guys who do anything they feel like they want to do, probably will be eliminated. Now, if you don't, if you can't bring yourself to be sociable and reasonable, then you'll either be put on a planet and not allowed to travel or eliminated. That's probably going to be your choice. Are only famous people clones? No. Varies all the way through. A clone could be your next door neighbor being a butcher or a plumber or something. I mean, it varies. Non-human mother, not clones, will be allowed to remain. Of course. After they are functional and accept the new society. There's going to be a societal change. I've told people this. It's heavy. It's big. It's huge. From what we have, it doesn't impact freedoms, but it impacts the your ability to screw with somebody who has a right to an idea and the expression thereof. Somebody who disagrees with you, you ain't allowed to go duking it out in the alley. You're not allowed to just pull a gun out and shoot him. Somebody should have tried to assist that guy that opened fire the other day.